Kelly Morgan. I'm with the University of Florida, IFAS, at the Southwest Florida Research and Education Center in Immokalee, and I'm the statewide BMP coordinator.
Most citrus growers, virtually 100%, are already in best management practices, correct?
That's correct. Citrus is one of the highest accepting commodities of BMPs in the state, and they've done an extremely good job over the last 20 years that we've had BMPs.
There are some changes that citrus growers have to be aware of now. Can you tell us about some of those? I think because of the Water Act.
Right. The Water Act in 2016 brought about some significant changes. And not that the program itself has changed, but how it's enacted or how it's mandated by the state is changed. The BMPs are still the same. The BMAPs that have been enacted over the last 10 years or so are still in place, but if a grower is in, or his field is in a BMAP, a Basin Management Action Plan area, he has to be in the BMP program to qualify for certain things, including cost shares. But every 5 years, Department of Environmental Protection is required to review the water quality in that BMAP, and if it has not met the standards that they have approved for over a five-year period, then the growers have to be enrolled in the BMP program, or they will be mandated to start taking water quality samples from their field at their expense, which can be quite high. The Florida Department of Agriculture, Consumer Services, they are in charge of the BMP part of it, not the BMAPs, that's DEP, but they're in charge of the BMPs, and they have to now, because of the Water Act, they have to certify that the growers are actually performing the BMPs that they have said that they would in their original notice of intent. So they will staff from Florida Department of Ag will come to the growers and will discuss the BMPs and determine if they are implementing them. And the key thing that they'll be looking for is any kind of record that they are implementing them, such as the amounts of fertilizer that they're applying, the dates that they apply it on, and their irrigation records. If they have pumping records or flow meter records, that they need to see those. If they have soil moisture sensors, that's the easiest way to show the Department of Ag that you're irrigating properly, is to see the sensor data.
Bottom line, not only are BMPs good for water quality, they're good for growers for production practices, correct?
Absolutely. BMPs have to be science-based. They're based on IFAS research data that has been conducted over a number of years. Growers have always relied on IFAS data, and that will continue. We will be there doing research on all the BMPs, and the BMPs really are, as the name entails, best management practices, but they're good management practices. There's nothing that should take them out of production or reduce their production.
Some of the things being discussed today are technology that can be used to implement BMPs. Bottom line, there's some good technology out there that can help growers with the BMP implementation, correct?
That's correct. And there will be new BMPs implemented over time. They're calling them the second phase or second generation BMPs. And those will be more automated systems, such as irrigation management, use of soil moisture sensors, use of automated pumps and valves, precision fertilizer applicators, things of that nature.
For Southeast AgNet, I'm Ernie Neff.